Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline.
Hi friends, and my name is Peter. Every Saturday we like to review all the things we learned together from this week. We can even see those fun features too.
Hey, before we get started, let's start by talking about the weekend. The weekend is for fun things, not just working hard.
That's a great idea. Well, I like to relax by exercising. This weekend, I am going running in the park, and then maybe get dinner with some friends.
Well, that does sound like fun, even though I don't usually think of relaxing as exercise.
What are you going to do?
That's a good question. I might go watch a movie. That sounds relaxing to me.
So, do you think that English can be a confusing language?
Oh, I think any language can be very confusing when you're learning it. But yes, English is a confusing language.
Yeah, I think so too. Even when you grew up learning English, it can be very confusing. There are a lot of words that sound the same. Well, this week we talked about some important parts of English. It's not easy to learn them. And that's why we're here to help you every day.
We also learned things from around the world, too, like those mysteries.
Yes, like where did I put my shoes and who ate all the ice cream in the freezer?
Oh, Peter, real mysteries. But we can talk about that later.
Oh, well, didn't we learn about other places, too? Like, did we go traveling?
Oh, yes, that's right. We went to Singapore.
Well, we have a lot to cover. So what are we waiting for? Let's watch our lessons together.
Susie, I don't understand this sentence.
This is a minute dog.
What is a minute dog? Does it run quickly?
No, not minute. The dog is minute. It's very tiny.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
Don't feel bad. They're different words, but we spell them the same.
But we don't say them the same way. I know two other words like minute and minute.
What words are they?
Well, my bow tie is a bow.
Yes, that's correct.
And I can bow to you.
Yes, bow and bow are not the same word.
But we spell them the same.
Well, languages can be very strange.
Hi, Tina. Why are you laughing?
Oh, hi, James. I was reading a joke.
Tell the joke to me. I want to hear it.
Okay. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9. You're right. That is an old joke.
But it's still funny.
Right. 8 and 8 sound the same.
But they are spelled differently.
There are other words like 8 and 8.
Yes, English words can be confusing.
Can you think of some?
Sure, there are a lot of them. For example, blue is the past tense of blow. And blue is a color.
Yes. Here's another one. You fly on a plane, but food can be plain.
So true. English really can be confusing.
Hi, everyone. This is LTE TV. My name is Susie. In one area of the Atlantic Ocean, strange things happen. Boats and planes have suddenly disappeared without a trace. people have seen strange things in the sky, and compasses have stopped working properly. This area is called the Bermuda Triangle. Every day, scientists learn more about the world, but there are still things that people don't understand. In the 1940s, workers in Costa Rica were clearing land for a fruit company. Suddenly, the work stopped. The workers had found large, almost perfectly round stone balls. The smallest were 2 centimeters across. The largest were 2 meters across. The society that made them is gone, and no one knows why they were made. Because people have moved the balls, it is difficult to study them. Some now stand in front of people's houses. In 1908, there was a large explosion over Russia. It knocked down about 60 million trees, over 2,000 square kilometers. People call the explosion the Tunguska event. But even today, nobody knows what caused it. Scientists are still working to understand it. One day, we may understand these mysteries, but until then, they are still puzzles for us all. This is LTE TV News. Thanks for watching.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the program. Today, we are talking to our friend, Tanya Travel. Welcome to the program, Tanya Travel. Where are you going this month?
I'm going to Singapore. I can't wait.
What do you like most about Singapore?
There is so much to see and do in the Lion City.
I know. I like Singapore too. I really like the zoo there.
It is wonderful, and so is the shopping.
Much of the food is delicious in Singapore.
All of the food is delicious. I love Singaporean chicken and rice.
What will you do besides eat?
I'll go to the gardens by the bay. I want to see the flower dome. It's the largest glass greenhouse in the world.
The flowers must be beautiful.
They are amazing.
Hi, Alex. You have been to Singapore, right?
Yes, I have. Linda is there now with her aunt. I think she will like it.
Singapore sounds like an interesting place.
It is. The city is a real mix of cultures.
There must be a lot to see and do there.
There is. I know you'd love the shopping.
Tell me more.
Singapore's environment is very clean and nice, and it's very easy to get around.
That's because Singapore isn't very big.
True, but there are so many fun places to visit. I love Jurong Bird Park. You can see everything there, from parrots to penguins.
How fun! I love birds.
And you can enjoy gardens and museums and everything.
Singapore is too much fun to miss.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from our conversations.
Yeah, it's a great way to practice together. Don't worry. You won't get a score at the end, so mistakes are okay. Pauline, what's the first question?
7, 8, 9.
Wait, I don't understand.
What don't you understand? 7, 8, 9.
Well, are you just counting 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? Or did you say that the number 7 ate the number 9?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? That's because the past tense of eat is ate.
Oh, okay. And that sounds like the number 8, okay. Wow, that's confusing.
I know. There are many words like this in English. It takes time to learn about them. Friends, you are doing a great job.
Well, I always think of a bat, like a baseball bat, or the animal bat. It's the same spelling, same sound, two different things.
That's right. Another example we learned this month was blue, the color, and blue, the past tense of blow.
Wow. Well, again, friends, you are doing great. So let's talk about the mystery now.
Oh, you must mean the news article about mysteries from the world. Those are real mysteries.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Where should we start?
Well, in one area of the Atlantic Ocean, strange things happen. Boats and planes have suddenly disappeared without a trace. What does without a trace mean, Peter?
Oh, okay. Well, this means that we can't find any evidence or clues. So, one time, my brother ate my sandwich. There was no trace. So that means there were no crumbs or anything I could find.
That makes it harder to solve the mystery. Well, in 1908, there was a large explosion over Russia. It knocked down about 60 million trees. Scientists are still trying to understand it. What is a scientist, Peter?
Well, they're trying to find out the truth and use facts to do it. I hope they do.
I think they will. Maybe someday. But not right now. And right now, it's time for a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break, friends. We're talking about the mysteries this week. I really liked that mystery about Costa Rica.
Well, didn't you live in Costa Rica before?
Yes, I told you I did, and I saw the mystery there.
Wow. Well, we have something else that is important, and that is our features. So, friends, let's watch those features right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and welcome to Jack's File. English is a funny language. It has many words that sound the same, but are spelled differently. Do you see the flower over here? No, I don't mean a flower like the rose. I mean flour, like what you use to make cookies and cakes. So how do you know which word I mean? That's not easy. Sometimes you have to ask. There are many pairs of words in English that sound the same. They're spelled differently, so when you read them, you understand. But when someone is talking, two words can sound the same, and it's not easy to know which word is which. Sometimes jokes use this idea to be funny. Here is one. What is black and white and red all over? Most people will have no idea, but the answer is a newspaper. Because it's red, and that is the past tense of read. But when you hear the word red, most people think the color. This joke makes some people laugh. Here are some other pairs of words. You wear clothes, but you close a door. Clothes and clothes sound the same. The sun is warm and gives us light. But a father can play with his son. Sun and sun sound the same, but they're spelled differently. And you can have a hole in your shoe, but you can eat a whole pizza. Hole and hole sound the same. And your mom's sister is your aunt. But an ant is a small insect. Ant and ant sound the same. It is fun to learn words like these. Sometimes they're easier to learn together. And if you don't understand, you can always ask which word someone means.
Language is fun. I have another joke for you. Why was 6 afraid of 7? You don't know? Because 7 ate 9. The word 8 and 8 sound the same. And it's funny to think that a number could eat another number. See if you can find more words like this. Ones that sound the same but are spelled differently. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye, everyone.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Singapore. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Leo Lionel.
Hello, everybody. It is good to be here.
It is good to have you, Leo. Leo, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you answer it for us?
I will try.
Great. Well, our question today comes from Melissa Browning of Seattle, Washington. Melissa writes, I am planning a trip to Singapore in a few weeks. I am wondering, is Singapore a country or a city?
Great question, Melissa. The answer to your question is yes.
Yes?
Yes. Singapore is a country, and yes, it is also a city.
Can you explain more?
Singapore is a city-state. That means it is a country made of one city and the area around it.
So there aren't any other cities that are part of the country of Singapore?
Right. There aren't many city-states in the world, actually. The other two are in Europe, and Singapore is the world's only island city-state.
That's so interesting. What language do they speak in Singapore?
Well, there are four official languages in Singapore: English, Malay, Mandarin, and Tamil. English is the most common language used in Singapore. But most of the time, people in Singapore speak Singlish. which is English with words from other languages mixed in. Singapore is a really fun place to visit.
That's really interesting. Thanks for your help, Leo. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, today is your lucky day.
Why is that?
Because there are no other visitors here at the zoo today. Usually, people can't get too close to the tigers. But
what?
I'm going to let you play with the tigers.
Cool!
They're right over here.
Wait.
What?
They did eat some. Are they hungry? Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And I am that man. The super sentence for today is someone have or has done something, right? You want to say they have eaten lunch already, right?
Yes, they have eaten lunch already, right?
Well,
super. Now, before I leave, to help other people with this super sentence, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Oh, sure. You have studied for the test, right?
You have studied for the test, right? Great! What about you, sir?
You have traveled here before, right?
You have traveled here before, right? Super, super, super! And remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, as I was saying about the tigers, they have eaten already, right?
No, and they must be quite hungry.
Hey, is that a tiger running this way?
Yeah, but don't worry, I'm going to feed him his lunch.
Oh.
He's going to eat me, and you, and Super Sentence Man.
Well, it will be a super lunch.
maybe you're right. Oh, he's getting closer!
Run!
Friends, thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Reviewing what you have learned is important. Doesn't it help to hear those conversations again?
Yes, it does help. Learning a new language is difficult. We understand. We both think that you're doing a great job.
Friends, which was your favorite lesson today? You can talk to a friend about the lesson you liked the most to practice.
I liked talking about Singapore. It's one of my favorite places to visit, and now I know much more about what to do and see when I go back for my next trip.
I learned a lot about Singapore in that lesson, and I'm excited to see what we learn next week. Join us again on Monday, friends, for a new lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.